Mordolphus groaned slightly as he sat down upon the floor, an ancient mouse in his nightshirt. The rays of the warm sun caused his eyes to droop lower as he strove to concentrate upon the picture of Martin the warrior. Gradually, the likeness began to waver and sway in front of Mordolphus. Was it Martin he was gazing at, or was it Matthias? Though it looked a lot like young Matameo. Strange the tricks that two tired old eyes can play on their owner. His head drooped lower. Now he had no need to look up at the tapestry, for Martin was right in front of him. From far away, as though it were through the mists of summers long dead and gone, the warrior's voice came softly across the roof of time.
Seek the founder in the stones, where the little folk go.
Father Abbot, I'm surprised at you, sleepwalking in your nightshirt.
Hey, but what? Who?
Mordolphus came awake to find Constance the badger shaking him.
Better not let Sister May catch you dressed like that, or she'll dose you with herbs against the cold. Come on, old fella, up on your paws now.
The abbot rubbed his eyes with shaky paws as he allowed Constance to stand him upright.
Constance, oh it's you. Oh, I'm stiff. Couldn't sleep a wink all night, so I wandered down here at dawn to have a word with Martin.
The badger chuckled as she escorted the abbot to breakfast at Cavern Hall.
Yes, I've often had a word or two with the warrior myself, though he never says anything to me. Still, it's a comfort sometimes to think that he's probably listening.
The abbot halted. After cleaning his tiny spectacles on his sleeve, he donned them, looking over the tops at the badger.
But he spoke to me just before you woke me.
Constance felt a cold prickle along the back of her neck fur.
Indeed. And what did he have to say to you?
Seek the founder in the stones where the little folk go.
Was that all?
Every single word.
I wonder what Martin meant by that.
Constance mused.
So do I, friend. Let's have breakfast and think about it.
Ambrose Spike and Brother Rufus had prepared the breakfast. The abbot and Constance took their place at the large table with other red wallers. Gossip flowed freely as bowls were passed to and fro. Butter, oat cakes, fresh fruit, cinnamon toast, honey and pitchers of fresh cold milk. In the bell tower, Baby Rollo and John Churchmouse had begun tolling the twin bells. Cornflower passed toast to Mrs. Churchmouse.
Your John is a far better teacher than you or I. Listen, Baby Rollo's actually peeling in time with him,
she remarked. Mrs. Churchmouse toyed with the toast and honey.
It will take them some time to be as good at it as my Tim and Tess, though. Poor mites, I do hope that fox isn't making them suffer.
A tear fell into the bowl of milk alongside the little mouse mother. Cornflower put a brave face on.
What? Those two rascals? If I know anything, they'll have him run ragged. The things they get up to with my Matty and Sam Squirrel.
Seek the founder in the stones where the little folk go.
Silence fell upon the table. Ambrose Spike turned to the abbot.
Funny thing to say. What does it mean?
Constance shrugged.
We don't know. Martin the warrior spoke to the abbot a short while ago, and that's all he said. Seek the founder in the stones where the little folk go.
Mordolphus stood up.
I'm going to get dressed. See if any of you can make head or tail of it. It may be a message to help us find our young ones.
Winifred the otter shook her head.
But Matthias, Basil and Jess are out looking for them. They must be far away by now. Supposing we did find any clues, how would we let them know when we don't even know where they are?
Constance wagged a toast crust thoughtfully.
Good question. I've had an idea. The rain has cleared now and the weather is good. So why don't we send Warbeak and the Sparrow Warriors out? There are enough of them, and if they fly off in different directions following the general path Matthias took, surely they must find them sooner or later.
Cornflower poured milk for herself.
Sooner, I hope.
Mrs. Churchmouse got up busily from the table. A look of resolution had replaced the sadness upon her face.
Well, at least we can be doing something instead of sitting around moping and leaving it all to Matthias, Basil and Jess. Everybody search, hunt, seek, high and low. Try and find something out about Martin's words.
What were they?
Seek the founder in the stones where the little folk go,
Constance repeated. A short time later, Cavern Hall lay deserted. Paws sounded upon stairs, doors slammed, walls were tapped, and all around Redwall Abbey, voices echoed. Seek the founder in the stones where the little folk go.
This ends Disc 3.